The Cooper and Anthony Show.
There were 105,000 new cases in the United States today.
Utah reports 4,000 new cases in one day. At this rate, the entire state will be infected by tomorrow. And the world's biggest indoor water park opens up in Austin today.
No!
They opened it up today.
Explore, dine, relax, and splash at America's largest indoor water parks.
So now they have a cruise to Barbados. Mm-hmm. So it left, I think, on Monday. People got on the boat. They went to a cruise to go to Barbados. There is already somebody on the boat with COVID.
This morning, COVID scare at sea. A passenger on board the first cruise to set sail in the Caribbean since March, reportedly testing positive for the coronavirus. The Sea Dream 1, with 53 passengers and 66 crew members on board, returning to Barbados last night after leaving the island for a seven-night Caribbean cruise on Saturday. According to the Point Sky reporter Gene Sloan, who was on board the ship, all passengers were tested before boarding Saturday. But on Tuesday, one felt sick and tested positive. He says all guests are now quarantining in their rooms.
I got news for you. There's more than one person on that boat with COVID. There's one person who's admitting to COVID. But
why would you get on a boat?
People are stupid. You know, we've really underestimated how stupid people are. Like, we thought stupid people are just like a little stupid. Stupid people are really stupid.
Do you really have to go on a cruise?
No. It's ridiculous that somebody would go on a cruise during a pandemic. What's wrong with you?
Now they're going to complain that they can't leave the room. I know they're going to.
Oh, I'm so claustrophobic. Can you imagine if I was on that cruise in a little tiny stateroom? Oh, that would be awful.
We could have called this before it left port.
Anybody could have. Like, literally, there's a seven-year-old girl on my floor, and she wears a mask, and she won't be seen without one. If I would have said to her, hey, there's a cruise with thousands of people on it, she'd be like, they should go on a cruise, I don't think.
25% of women can't correctly identify their vagina, where it's at.
That's not true. I saw that study. That is not true. I think somebody put that out just to make men feel better.
Nearly
like men,
one
like men,
in
like
four.
Men, like men who can't find
misidentified the vagina.
No, that's
and
not
46
possible.
Could not properly identify the cervix.
Well, you don't see your cervix every day.
Could you tell me where it is?
Well, it's
in the general area.
Yeah, I know where the general area where my cervix is. Of course I do. My gynecologist checks it every couple of years. So, yeah.
No, 1 in 10 women couldn't say that's the vagina.
I wonder, though, if maybe some of the people were not English speakers and they didn't know what the word vagina was. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they would have said it in their language, they'd be like, oh, yeah, pee-pee, pee-pee right there. Is it a pee-pee?
I mean, that says a lot about people. And so who do they blame? They blame teachers. 36% blame teachers and 28% blame parents.
Okay, so you have health ed in, what is it, like 8th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, something like that. So I'm guessing that they spoke to women who are older than 7th grade, right?
Yes.
They didn't speak to children.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, in that way, I would, but nobody pays attention in school. I don't know. I think maybe it's up to mothers to talk to their daughters and be like, but, you know, a mother would never think to say to a daughter, by the way, do you know where your vagina is? Because why would you think they wouldn't know? You know what I mean? You deal with it every day.
You're not born with that knowledge. That's not the knowledge that turtles have where they bury their eggs. It's
not where you bury your egg. It's something you deal with every single day. You have to wipe it every day. What do you think you're wiping?
I don't know. They can't find it. If you give a diagram, they can't say that's the vagina.
Do you not know where your hand is? I mean, it's at the end of your arm. You use it all the time. You need your hand on a regular basis. You use your vagina every day, too.
That should be the next question. Where's your hand? I don't know.
Where did they think their vagina was? Did they give them like a, was it a true or false test? Or a, like, how was the...
People are going, here? No, that's your forehead. Oh, here? No, that's your ear. I knew this. I knew it. I just forgot.
I understand. If you show me like the inside with the fallopian tubes and all that stuff, I mean, I happen to know what the cervix is because I have a PhD. But a lot of women wouldn't know that. I understand, like, maybe if they show you a drawing of your reproductive organs, maybe you don't know where the cervix is. There's a lot going on there. You're not a doctor. But to not know where your own vagina is, that's really disturbing. Boys may not know where their taint is. They may not know where their balls are. They may not know. I mean, there's a lot of things. Boys may not know stuff, too.
Boys know where their balls are. Trust me. Once you get hit there, you know exactly where they are.
You would think that about women and vaginas. Same thing with sports. If you get hit there, it hurts a lot, too. You put underwear on. What do you think you're covering up?
Yeah, they don't know. They go this. No, that's your forehead. Not the vagina. Yeah, it's so when you talk about people getting on a cruise, 1 in 4 people can't find their vagina.
That's a good point. Well, I hope they can at least find it while they're on a cruise.
No, you go. You want to get on a cruise? Yeah, it's a worldwide pandemic. No, that's fine. I want to go to Barbados.
Okay, so my guess is the majority of people who got on that cruise probably can't find their vaginas. So at least they won't be having sex while they're on the cruise. So no new dummies will be born.
Yeah, the 1 out of 4, you know where to find them. They're on the cruise, and right now they're walking around Walmart without a mask on. So when you walk past somebody who has their nose sticking out, you should ask them if they know where their vagina is.
They don't seem to know where their nose is.
They can't find their nose. Are they going to find anything else?
Exactly. Yeah, hence the expression, plain as the nose on your face.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's the next question. Where's your nose? We are getting dumber. I'm waiting for Ass to be the number one movie.
And the number one movie in the country was called Ass. And that's all it was. For 90 minutes. It won 8 Oscars that year.